Look briefly at something here as we prepare our minds for the Lord's Supper. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And you'll find here kind of a handy visualization of what we are doing when we partake of the Lord's Supper. I know that this particular passage is often overused for our Lord's Supper talks. It's kind of the one that our minds gravitate toward. And that's okay, because as long as we focus on the words, it actually does an excellent job of bringing to our minds the purpose of this portion of our worship together. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, starting in verse 23, I'm going to read it and then point out to you the various aspects of this diagram. Paul says, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But a man must examine himself, and in so doing he is to eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks judgment to himself, if he does not judge the body rightly. For this reason, many among you are weak and sick, and a number sleep. But if we judged ourselves rightly, we would not be judged." So what's going on here is kind of an overview, a reminder of the words of Jesus when, during that Passover feast, he took two of the emblems of that feast and sort of repurposed them to what we call today the Lord's Supper or communion. And again, that's what we're gathered around this table this morning to do, to follow that commandment, to remember Jesus in these two ways with these two emblems that hopefully you have before you even now. If not, there's some there on the back table. But I said to you that buried within this passage there is a diagram. And indeed, I'm a visual learner. And so seeing this diagram come to life sort of helps me to gather my mind around what we're doing this morning. If you want to think of these in terms of four arrows, start in verse 24. And I actually, in my Bible, just have four arrows sort of written out to the side of the text. This arrow goes backwards, out to the side of verse 24. And it's the fact that this bread is his body, and that we are to do this in remembrance of Jesus. When we eat the bread together and when we drink the cup, we're not going to be focused on the flavor of the bread or the flavor of the fruit of the vine or the way it feels, the color of it, or any of those other earthly things. But it is a touch point to take our minds backwards in time, historically, to the scene of the cross, remembering the great sacrifice of Jesus as he willingly gave his life upon the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. So just imagine as you read this passage an arrow pointing backwards, that it is a reminder, it is a remembrance of what Jesus did for us, that we're supposed to set our minds upon that scene some 2,000 years ago. Well, if there's an arrow that points us backwards in time, I bet you can imagine that there's an arrow that points us forward in time. And that's present in this passage as well. That arrow comes in verse 26, that when we eat this bread and drink this cup, and each and every time we do it, we are proclaiming the Lord's death until he comes. You see, we are remembering the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, but we also remember that implicit in that is a promise that Jesus is alive and that he is going to return without reference to sin, but to collect those who are his own. He's going to come in judgment and the flaming fire of his angels, but there is a day when Jesus will return. And when we who are his people gather together on the first day of the week, when we eat the bread, when we drink the cup, we are pointing out to the rest of the world that we believe that we're only going to be doing this for a set period of time. That a day is going to come when we no longer partake of these emblems, because the faith will be made sight. We'll be dining in the presence of Jesus in the heavenly feast forever and ever and ever. So there is a recognition, a proclamation that Jesus is alive and that he will return. So an arrow pointing backwards, an arrow pointing forwards. Well, let's finish the diagram. Let's imagine an arrow pointing downwards. And for that, we have verse 28, that when we partake of the fruit of the vine and the bread, that we are to examine ourselves, and in so doing, to eat of the bread and drink of the cup. That there is a self-examination taking place at this very moment. We're thinking about our relationship to God through Christ. We're thinking about how we've served him over the course of this last week. We're rededicating ourselves to his service in this week that is about to come, that has already started here on the very first day of the week. That we're thinking about whether or not our relationship with Jesus is strong. And where it is weak, we're making the determination to strengthen those areas and to do better today than even we've done yesterday. There is an examining of the self. And in fact, if we're not engaged in that, that is in some ways the most important part of this meal. If we're not engaged with that, then we're sort of eating and drinking judgment to ourselves. If we're just sort of coasting through this part of our worship and, oh, this is the part where somebody talks and where I can check Facebook, then we're doing a great disservice to our own faith. We're not worshiping Jesus as he expected. If we're taking this time to allow our thoughts to drift to lunch, to drift to all the other things that we still have to accomplish later today, to the people that we hope to meet and the things that we hope to do, we're not focusing on the purpose of this meal. And we're eating and drinking judgment to ourselves as we sort of flippantly dismiss the purpose of this memorial service. So imagine that arrow going downward into ourselves, that we must examine ourselves and not eat of the bread or drink of the cup in an unworthy manner. One arrow left, right? And that's the arrow that points us upward. And of course, in a way, that's what this whole passage is about. It's about our communing with Jesus. But to be specific, we turn backwards one chapter to 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 16. Where Paul says, is not the cup of blessing which we bless a sharing in the blood of Christ? Some of you may have the word communion there. Is not the bread which we break a sharing in the body of Christ? Since there is one bread, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread. When we partake of these emblems, there is a sharing in Jesus himself. And you may remember that when he was ordaining this memorial, one of the things he said was that I will not partake of this again with you until I partake it with you in my Father's kingdom. And in a manner of speaking, there is a way in which Jesus himself presides over this feast, that he too is receiving our worship personally as we partake of this bread and drink of this cup. So it really is worship and communion with our God above. There is a historical part, there is a looking forward, a proclamation, there is a looking into ourselves, and there is a looking up into Christ. Think of those four different directions. We're going to sing a song together, and then we'll partake of these emblems.